I never thought that watching an extraordinary film about an ancient Greek tale would leave me thinking about a massacre in Israel. But that's what happened to me the other night after I saw The Odyssey, Christopher Nolan's latest global movie event. I sensed the film would be special as soon as I saw a preview of the new Spider-Man movie. Our action heroes are so modern and hip, I thought. Meanwhile, the movie world is now captivated by an ancient character who has been studied and debated by academics for centuries. Homer's classic used to be required reading in most high schools. Imagine the message conveyed to students. A few thousand years before Instagram and TikTok, even before paper was invented, amazing stories were being written by human beings just like you. Today, we hand out iPads to students who spend most of their lives consuming digital content. Watching The Odyssey might remind both students and educators that creativity is independent of technology. It resides in our hearts, our souls, our imaginations, not in our iPhones. This sense of humanity courses through the film, transcending its magical and supernatural elements. Nolan is not afraid to show, for example, that in the course of human affairs, brute force often wins out. There's a famous scene in the poem where Odysseus reveals his identity by exhibiting his physical strength. A recent movie of the story Umberto Pasolini's The Return chose a more politically correct interpretation, emphasizing brains over brawn. But Nolan went for a more unpleasant truth about the value of physical power. He wasn't just being faithful to Homer, he was being faithful to real life. The consequence of brute force triggers a crisis of conscience in Odysseus that shapes the emotional core of the film. Odysseus must live with the horror of his massacre of Troy. It is that massacre that made my mind wander to Israel, specifically, to October 7th. For several long minutes in the film, we see a savage, deliberate slaughtering of civilians, including women and children. Do people remember that this is what October 7th looked like? I thought to myself. Only here, the killing is filmed lusciously rather than with GoPro cameras. So, instead of wallowing on Nolan's masterpiece, as I normally would, I was thinking about a horror that happened 32 months ago in Israel. Why was I compelled to make the connection? Maybe because I've reached a breaking point. We're now living through arguably the greatest PR disaster in Israel's history. Much of the world believes Israel committed a genocide in Gaza, a venomous libel that has fueled the biggest surge in Jew hatred and Israel hatred of our lifetime. But you know what felt like genocide as I watched The Odyssey? It's when Matt Damon's Odysseus leads the mass slaughter of Troy. His frenzied soldiers weren't thinking of sparing any Trojans. They had genocide on their minds. Hamas also had genocide on their minds as they slaughtered 1,200 Israelis over a few hours on October 7th. They weren't thinking of sparing anyone, except for hostages. Does anyone doubt that if Hamas could press a button to eliminate the Jews of Israel, they would use it? The accusations of genocide against Israel, which have been debunked by reputed experts and academics, have erased the real genocide Hamas and other Jew-hating terror groups dream about. I'm sure Nolan didn't have October 7th in mind when he shot the rampage in Troy. Very few people have October 7th in mind these days. In any case, there's a key difference between Homer's story and October 7th. Unlike Hamas, who hid behind their own civilians and never allowed them inside its protective tunnels, Odysseus is consumed with guilt at the violence he launched and the fate of his people. The lessons of the Odyssey are about heroism and the terrible price that it entails, both to the hero himself and to others, Melanie Phillips writes. They're about doing the right thing and having the moral courage to face up to the wrong that you've done. They're about the complexities and ambiguities of human beings and the societies they form. That could be why October 7th was on mind as I left the theater. It reminded me that an ancient Greek poet could write about massacres but also about moral courage, while modern-day terrorists who dream only of killing Jews could dispense with courage and go right to the massacre.